Welcome to Indianapolis and the NFL Combine. I am John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider is from NFLDraftScout.com and CBSSports.com. That's Dane Brugler. Dane, this is the big weekend for you. You've been scouting these players for months. What are some of the big things you'll be watching for this weekend overall in terms of position groups that you think could have a big impact come draft day, end of April?
Well, it's all about the quarterbacks, right? You know, that's what everyone wants to know. Marcus Mariota out of Oregon, Jameis Winston out of Florida State. Both have things approved this week, and, you know, hopefully both end up throwing. Both have said that they plan on throwing, which is great to see. It's hard for quarterbacks to hurt themselves here. You don't have chemistry with these receivers, but teams know that. They want to see that does the ball jump off your hand. They want to see you come here and compete. Combine is more of a cross-checking exercise. These teams, these scouts, they've done the legwork, the hard work the last 8 months, so that's already done. This is a way to check that, you know, your athleticism, your speed, your strength, it matches what you show on the field.
All right, the Giants being ninth overall, let's kind of focus in on what's going to happen there. One need for the Giants in the offseason, the offensive line. One player that is almost unanimously considered a top 10 player is Brandon Scherff, the big offensive lineman out of Iowa. How do you evaluate him? Do you see him as a left tackle, right tackle? Do you see him as a guard? And do you see any other offensive lineman that you think, from a value perspective, might jump into the top 10?
Yeah, to me, he's different than Zach Martin a year ago, but I see a similar path for him. To me, he's best inside. He measured this morning 33 and a third arm length, which is great. That's what you want. You want to see over 33 inches to stay at tackle on the edges. It looks like his NFL future will be inside a guard. What he can do at the second level is outstanding. So I think that we'll see him inside at the next level. Some teams might look at him at tackle. You know, I thought, you know, a guy like Justin Pugh would be better at guard, but, you know, he's been able to show that he can be a tackle in the NFL. And then, you know, looking at different offensive tackles in this group, it's not a great class, but Andres Pete out of Stanford, you know, he has the football bloodlines. His dad played 6 years in the NFL. He has all the talent. He has the foundation that you want. Just a little inconsistent, but a good place to start. Some scouts have even pointed to a Tyron Smith comparison, a player that very raw, but the foundation's there to be a good player if he, you know, just needs some time to blossom. And then TJ Clemmings out of the offensive tackle out of Pitt. Another player at the Senior Bowl struggled a little bit, but, you know, he was a defensive end 2 years ago. And so a player like Greg Robinson a year ago, you know, he might need some time to adjust to the NFL level. But again, the foundation's there, the talent's there. And he's a player. Once he gets his hands on you, it's over.
A ton of front four guys are expected to go in the top 10. I'm going to include the hybrid 3-4 pass rushers in this group, too. How many do you think are going to go in the top 10? And of that group, who do you think there's a good chance that's going to be there at nine that could be a good value for the Giants?
I put the over-under at 3. I think we're going to see a lot of those pass rushers come off the board. You know, this draft, it's not very top-heavy in terms of star power, big names, big-name guys. But you have a lot of talented players. Dante Fowler out of Florida, Randy Gregory, Nebraska, Shane Ray, Missouri. I think those three pass rushers will be off the board somewhere in the top 10 picks. And I think, you know, any of those three would be a great pick for the Giants if they fall to number 9. But if all three are off the board, then you start looking at some of the conversion guys. Vic Beasley out of Clemson, Bud Dupree out of Kentucky, two guys, former tight ends, who will have a big week this week in terms of what they do on the field. And they can get to the passer, and that's what's most important.
All right, one other player I want to touch on very quickly is Landon Collins. I've seen him rated by some people as bottom end of the first round. Some I've seen a top 10. How do you evaluate him, and specifically in terms of his pass coverage? I've seen a lot of mixed reviews. Some people think he's very good at it, can get better. Others think he's going to struggle and will struggle with that at the pro level.
And that's the big question for him. He's more of a strong safety. That's where his strengths are. Coming downhill, he's a missile against the run. You know, he arrives with power. He breaks down really well. That's what he does best. Pass coverage on tape, a lot of inconsistencies. He's late to recognize. He doesn't sniff out plays, doesn't anticipate where the route's going. The old Miss tape was a disaster for him. So, you know, it's tough to project him because you think he'll get better, but at the same time, that's not what he does best. He's a strong safety, and, you know, he's more of a box guy, and this is not a great safety class. It's Landon Collins and then everybody else. I'm not sure. We might not see another safety come off the board until mid, late, second round, early third round. Wow. So a team that needs a safety, they might be all over Landon Collins early, just because if you want a starter at safety in this class, it's Collins, or, you know, take your chances later.
Dane, great stuff. Have fun this weekend, and we appreciate the time.
Anytime. Thanks.
That's Dane Brugler, NFLDraftScout.com, and, of course, CBSSports.com. As always, thank you for joining us. We'll have coverage of the Combine in Indianapolis all weekend long on Giants.com.